This is our podcast, and I'm calling it Stuff with Shannon because that was the first thing that came to my mind.
I am Dion Fay with a T-H.
E.
And you're single, and I'm married.
And you have kids, and I have a cat. When I die, I want to be remembered as Kelly Raspberry's biggest fan.
I want people to remember that I was a good mom, that I was a good wife.
I have been looking forward to this podcast for so long now, Deontay.
I'm a little worried about the enthusiasm, Shannon, because you're not really a person who gives off a lot of over-the-top emotion.
I'm over-the-top emotional about this. I have written a children's book.
I don't even know where to go with that.
The whole motivation behind it was the thought of wanting to write something for my nephew, Jake,
okay,
who is now 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually had this kind of in print for a while now.
Okay.
I didn't know how to draw to illustrate it, so I had to watch YouTube videos and learn how to draw characters. And then I had to actually sit down and take all of my knowledge and ideas and put it on paper in this book. So I'm going to give you this children's book that I call, well, I'll let you read the title.
Okay.
And I want you to read it for our podcast listeners. And I want your honest opinion on all parts of it.
Okay.
When you're finished, okay?
Okay.
This is my first ever children's book. I just gave it to Deontay, and she's already laughing. Why are you already laughing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm really going to try and get through this without laughing.
Okay, go ahead.
Big Booty Judy. Written and illustrated by Shannon Murphy. With support of her cat child, Brody, and of course, our Lord in heaven. Amen.
You have to thank God.
Always.
Yeah.
That's how people know you're a Christian.
Yeah. Or a rapper.
This book is dedicated to Jesus, God, teddy bears, and my nephew, Jake. I love you all so much. I'm glad you told God that you love him. And Jesus.
And teddy bears.
And teddy bears. Okay, Big Booty Judy was walking down the street, walking to the rhythm of the sickest beat. She likes big butts, and she cannot lie. And her floral print pants are so, so fly. One day, she saw a puppy in the street, so she stopped her walking to the super fly beat. The poor little puppy wanted love so bad, so Big Booty Judy gave him all she had. She named the puppy Sir Mix-a-Lot, and she taught him how to dance. Then Big Booty Judy found herself a husband and devoted her life to romance. She no longer had time for puppy, so she gave him to a no-kill shelter, so at least he had a chance at life. Adopt. Don't buy dogs from breeders. The end.
Oh. What do you think?
Well, we were doing really good at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think when you started trying to rhyme chance and dance and pants and romance, I think it kind of went off the edge.
It has a moral. This story has a moral. It has characters. It has a plot. It has emotion. And then it has a big message at the end to adopt.
So let me just ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the message and I'm totally down with it.
Okay.
I have an adopted dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure how you tie in the adoption thing to Big Booty Judy.
Big Booty Judy gave the dog up for adoption after she found a husband. And then she didn't want to give her attention to puppy anymore. So she wanted to give it all to her husband. So she just gave him away because she didn't care.
How is Judy having a big booty germane to the story?
It rhymes.
Okay, so you just need something that rhymed.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cute. You said I was winning at the beginning of the story.
This is true.
And that's what it's about. Her big butt, or loving big butts, her floral print pants.
Mm-hmm.
So it all kind of flows together until the very end when it takes a really hard right turn and it gets dark. With puppy ending up behind bars at the no-kill shelter. And he's so sad. Did you see the sad look on puppy's face? I mean, look, he's so upset that Big Booty Judy just abandoned him.
He is very sad.
I know.
And I think maybe what's not giving it justice is the fact that no one can actually see these fantastic illustrations.
Aren't they great?
Like the big heart that says Big Booty Judy plus her husband.
I didn't give him a name. I didn't want to go and add too many characters to the story.
Yeah.
Because I want kids to be able to keep up. So it's just generic blonde hair, blue-eyed guy in the picture. Mm-hmm. And then it says Big Booty Judy plus her husband and a big giant heart on the page next to puppy behind bars at the no-kill shelter, hoping that somebody gives him a forever home.
Poor sad puppy.
Isn't he cute, though?
He is cute. You did a good job.
I did very good. I found out earlier that I only gave puppy 2 to 3 legs in most pictures on accident, so I had to go back and add legs. So I don't know that they are necessarily the best puppy feet, but I tried.
You did. It's pretty good. Oh, I'm just noticing his little broken heart.
Yeah, he wanted love so bad.
Aw, poor puppy.
Big Booty Judy gave him all the love that she had.
Until she found a husband and then she ditched him.
At the no-kill shelter. Adopt. And then at the very end of the book, what does it say?
Adopt.
The end.
Oh.
That's all. Yeah, adopt the end. That's all you need to know. It's a good message.
A story with a moral.
Yeah, what's the point of a story if it has no moral? If it's just Big Booty Judy walking down the street with her CD Walkman or whatever she has, there's really no point.
Don't most stories, though, have some type of happy ending?
No, not mine. So, would you suggest that I let other people see this book in public?
Define other people.
Well, for example, should I take pictures of the pages and post them on our Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. So I will do that at the Stuff Podcast.
At the Stuff Podcast.
Should I print 100 or so copies and try and sell them at $9.99 a piece in America and $12.99 in Canada?
Let me think. No.
Seriously?
No.
I really am passionate about this book. If you can't tell, I put a lot of time and energy into it.
Maybe instead of printing 100 copies, you should take pre-orders.
Oh, that's probably smart.
That way, you're not out $900.
It's an investment. In fact, I was going to ask you, hey, Deontay, I have an investment opportunity for you. Want to hear what I've got going?
Is it a multi-level marketing?
It might come with some other things. If I understood multi-level marketing, I would answer you for sure, but I'll just say maybe because I have no idea what it entails.
Well, in order for that to be multi-level marketing, I would buy the books from you, and then I would have to sell the books, and then
Deontay,
I would have to find people to sell the books for
Deontay,
me.
Deontay, I have a multi-level marketing deal for you. For only $1,000, I'll sell you 50 copies of Big Booty Judy to sell for whatever price you may choose.
I don't know if I'm going to get my money back. I'm pretty sure my husband's not going to approve me just giving you $1,000.
Not giving me. It's an investment.
Yeah, I think we probably have a few other things to invest in first. You know, like our children's future education.
You really are a dream killer. Last time it was telling your husband that he's never going to be a firefighter. And now it's telling me that my children's book is not good.
Demolition Deontay.
I'm really upset. I don't know where to go.
I do love you, Shannon, though. I really do. It's not all bad.
Just the end?
Well, yeah. The end is kind of dark for a kid's book, Shannon.
Kids need to know that life is not always sunshine and roses. It's like when we go on the kids' trip, okay? If there's a kid that thinks they're super fast in their wheelchair, I always ask them to race me. And do I let them win? No, because kids need to know that losing is part of life. It doesn't matter if you can walk, if you're in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. You persevere, you push through, and you see that through until the end, no matter what happens. And you do it with a smile on your face.
I don't know, Shannon. I'm thinking maybe we read it to some children.
Oh, can I borrow yours?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to have to come over and read my children's book to your kids and see how they feel.
I think that's a great idea.
A test audience?
Yes.
Yes. And then maybe you'll invest in my multi-level marketing scam?
If my children love this book, I will definitely invest at least $5.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm going to read my book to some other adult who might appreciate it a little bit more.
If you find that person, let me know.
Well, you can't be here every day. I mean, you have to drive 30 minutes to come do this podcast with me, which I appreciate very much most of the time. Not right now, because I don't like you very much at the moment, but I don't know if you keep up, but I've actually posted a couple of special edition episodes of Stuff with Shannon.
I have heard.
I did one with Anna mm-hmm. from Kid TV, mm-hmm. and we played my Cat in Heat song that I'm still proud of several years after it's played on the air. And then I also recorded one with Trey. Mm-hmm. He's got a podcast called That's Debatable.
Okay.
It's pretty funny, mm-hmm. I guess, if you like Trey.
Debatable.
Where we dive a little bit further into children's books. So I'm going to actually post that podcast with Trey.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Okay, perfect.
So listen to it. Follow us on our Facebook page at The Stuff Podcast. And Deonte.
Yes.
I'll forgive you.
Thank you. I love you, Shannon.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.